جماعه المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والليل اذا يغشى والنهار اذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والانثى ان سعيكم لشتى صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين, I know last week we spoke about قل للمؤمنين, and I said today we're going to speak about وقل للمؤمنات. But because of what is happening, especially in the media and in the public domain, I felt that I needed to speak about this. And it's probably a topic that is going to be recurring from time to time. Why? Because I now see, and I speak to myself first, that we are in the thick of it. We are in the thick of it. And as we spoke some months ago about these fitan that the Prophet spoke about, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَتُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا, that the fitan will come, the trials and the tribulations will come, that the next tribulation, the next trial, the next fitna will make the previous one seem insignificant. Is Brother Tariq here? Is he there? Nobody in there. Oh. Can you just ask, can you just turn down the echo a little bit? And so I'm compelled to bring this issue to light and to speak about it again and perhaps again and perhaps again until we as a community wake up. Again, I start with myself, and that we shape for ourselves a vision and a plan for our future, because we don't have a plan, we don't have a vision, I'm sorry to say. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq, give divine guidance to our leaders to shape for us a vision and a plan that we can all gather around and hold on to. Obviously, that plan having at its core that indestructible rope of Allah, al-urwat al-wuthqa, lam fisam laha. That indestructible rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hablullah al-Mateen, the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad and Nabi al-Kareem, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. So what is in the public domain, what has been put forward by the Department of Basic Education? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Unisex toilets at our schools. And I was watching a short clip on News 24 on YouTube, and they had an expert in gender diversity. You know, there's a word that they use in England, you know. I remember growing up, my grandmother used to use this word. What a lot of codswallop. Just go look up that word, codswallop. I think there are more explicit pejoratives that we can use in Afrikaans, but I can't use them here. I mean, you know, sometimes I think, because alhamdulillah, I've been Muslim for more than 3 decades. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha min ni'ma. All praise and thanks to you solely to Allah for the favor of Islam, and enough favor it is for us. And I had the honor and the privilege of sitting in the company of our elders, over these last 3 decades. You know, people that at the time when I embraced Islam were in their 80s, in their 90s. And I know how they used to speak. You know better than me. Wat sal hulle gesê het? Vir die gemors. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, fafirru ila Allah, fafirru ila Allah, escape to Allah. Wallahi, there's no other escape for us. Escape to Allah, because there is no escape from Allah except to Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla fi ula. Glory be to Him. All praise be to Him. Khaliku kulli shay. The creator of everything. Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And He has power over all things. He says in Surah Al-Layl, the chapter of the night, when He makes a qasam. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والليل إذا يغشى. Now when it comes to qasam, when it comes to taking an oath in the Arabic language, you need a muqsim, the one taking the oath, that is Allah. Allah is taking the oath. You need adatul qasam, the tool with which the qasam is taken. In this case, it's the waw or the particle. حروف القسم are three. الواو والباء والتاء. That's why when we take an oath, and when a believer takes an oath, it can only be by Allah. We either say والله بالله أو تالله. Whereas the Prophet used to say والذي نفسي بيدي, by the one in whose hands lies my soul. So here Allah uses الواو, واو القسم. The woe of taking an oath. Wal-layli. Then you need al-muqsamu bihi, the thing with which the oath is being taken. In this case, there are four things. Wal-layli, by the night. Wal-layli idha yakhsha, when it covers. When the night covers the light of the day. Wal-nahari idha tajalla, and by the day when it illuminates in the morning through the cover of the darkness of the night. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. In one of the opinions, this is مَا الْمَصْدَرِيَّ, which means that what Allah is doing here, He is swearing by وَخَلْقِ الذَّكَرِ وَالْأُنْثَى. وَمَا خَلَقَ is like saying wa, just like wal-layli, wal-nahari, wa khalqi al-dhakri wal-untha. He swears by the creation of what? He swears by the creation of the male and the female. And I was sitting and pondering, you know, Allah wants us to ponder. Why does He speak about male and female after He speaks about night and day? Something to think about, eh? That as clear as the night and the day is, and the difference in between the two, so are the sexes of male and female as clear as the night and the day. And yes, I know we do have a merging of the night and a merging of the day. Yuliju layla fi nahar. He merges the night into the day. Wa yuliju nahara fi layl. And He merges the day into the night. We have dawn, and we have dusk. And yes, we do have, some say one in every 5,000, say some say one in every 25,000. It's different, it's very difficult, especially when you're talking about a population of 8 billion, going to 9 billion. Very difficult to know exactly how many so-called hermaphrodite or intersex people there are in this world. In other words, infants that are born with both genitals, with both organs. There are classical ways that the fuqaha have discussed about determining that child's sex. Like, for example, you have al-khuntha al-mushkil wal-khuntha ghayr al-mushkil. You have the khuntha ghayr al-mushkil, the hermaphrodite, that is not problematic in determining their sex. It is quite clear that this is a male, this is a female. Then there's one that it becomes a little bit more difficult in determining what the sex of the child is. And then the classical fuqaha have said that you see out of which organ the child urinates before it reaches puberty, and that determines the sex of the child. And there are more modern ways that the doctors have come up with, looking at the internal organs, the gonads, etc., etc., in order to determine what is the sex of the hermaphrodite. But that's another topic for another time. That has been around for all the generations, for hundreds, for thousands of years. There have been, just like the day and the night, there has been dawn and dusk. There's been the merging. There's been the ambiguous. There's been the confusing aspects of the determining of the sex of a child. This is something that humankind have lived with and have accepted and have found a solution to. It is only now recently that no. It's not just a child that is born with two sexual organs, a male sexual organ and a female sexual organ. It is now a child that we can clearly see is born as a girl or is born as a boy. They are now saying that no. Biological sex, this doesn't determine the gender of the child. And that it's not to do with nature, but it's to do with nurture. So what they're basically saying is you can raise any boy, you can raise as a girl if you nurture them as a girl. You can turn them into a girl, they're saying. And any girl you can raise as a boy if you nurture them, no matter what, in inverted commas, what they call nature, what we call the order of Allah. The order of Allah. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى وَخَلْقِ الذَّكَرِ وَالْأُنْثَى. Allah swears by it. He is the one who has created the male and the female. Everything else is a lie. Everything else is a lie. And when you look at where this word gender comes from, any of you can tell me when this word was invented? Maybe in the year 1000 or 500 BC? You know, or maybe from the time of Adam? What was the gender of Adam? The word gender was invented in 1955. Of which we have these experts now. Gender diversity experts. 1955, the word gender was invented. And by who? By a perverted, that's all I can, I don't even think the man is deserving of being given any other professional titles, because, and you can see the work that has been done by many professionals, many experts on the fraudulent science, fake science, behind the work of people like Dr. John Money. Dr. John Money is famous for doing the first so-called gender reassignment. And wallahi, I can't tell the story without becoming emotional. Every time I tell it. So forgive me if I do become emotional. Because we're talking about children here. Innocent children that they are destroying, like John Money destroyed the Rhema boys, the Rhema twins, Brian and Bruce Rhema. Please go and look these things up, go and read on these things. See where, what this movement, where it was born out of, where this madness came from. So Dr. John Money, the inventor of the word gender, he believed in this thing called gender fluidity, that gender was fluid. It wasn't fixed with biological sex. Doesn't matter what the person's biological sex is, whatever they feel themselves to be, that's what they can be. And this is what is being shoved down our children's throats at school right now. And they are being groomed. They are being groomed into this madness. And everything that goes with this madness. In 1965 or 66, I stand to be correct, I think it was 66, twins were born, Bruce and Brian Raymer. And they were born with a condition called phimosis. People might argue, Sheikh, why aren't you telling us a story of the Sahaba or something from the Seerah or some tafsir of Quran today? Why are you talking about these kinds of things in the masjid? Where else must I speak to the community? Wallahi, we have to speak about it here. So, Bruce and Brian Raymer were born with a condition called phimosis, where they could not urinate properly through their genitals. Had to do with something to do with the foreskin. And so they went, at the age of 7 months old, they went for emergency circumcision. And instead of, like Dr. Jakut, Allah irhamu, or the old imams, Dakhari Fulchi, they wanted to cauterize. They wanted to use electricity to burn it off. And they damaged the boy's genitals. So much so that it was irreversible and unrepairable. And so the doctor said to the mother, "We are terribly sorry, there's nothing we can do to help you." So this mother, the mother of Bruce, this happened to Bruce, the mother of Bruce and Brian Raymer, she saw this Dr. John Money, psychologist, stroke sexologist, speaking on the television. And so she went to the doctor and told the doctor what had happened. And the doctor said, "No problem. We will do some reassignment or gender reassignment surgery procedure on the child, whereby they castrated his genitals." They castrated him and just made a small hole through which he could urinate. And then administered hormones, estrogen, to the child. And Dr. John Money said, "Now you must raise Bruce as Brenda. You must raise Bruce as Brenda." And basically what happened was, and this came out many years later in an interview on Oprah Winfrey, where both Bruce and his mother came on the TV to speak about what had been done to them by this deranged and perverted doctor, John Money. The mother said that when the first time she put a dress on this boy, he ripped it off. He ripped it off. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. He is the one who created you from a single soul, and he created a partner from that soul, for that soul. And from those two, male and female, he created many men and many women and spread them out through the earth. Who says that? Allah. And so, Dr. John Money put this family on this nightmare path. And it only came out much later, but she says that, and even when he was interviewed many years later, that he was bullied at school. He didn't want to play with the girls. He didn't want to play with dolls. He says the first time that a boy kissed him on his cheek, he's now Brenda, he's being pumped with estrogen. He thinks he's a girl, but he feels like a boy. Fitrat Allah allati
فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله. This is the inherent disposition. Not just the tawheed that we are born with, but even the nature of the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a masculine nature with the male soul and a female nature with the female soul. لا تبديل لخلق الله. You cannot change the creation of Allah. That's why I say Alhamdulillah for Islam, Jama'ah. If we must just hold on to this Quran and Sunnah, wallahi, even if the whole world must come together, they could never take us away from it. They could never confuse us. They could never misguide us, because Allah is guiding us. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our example. Not Dr. John Money. And not Dr. Alfred Kinsey. A'udhu billah. I'll get to him. I will get to him. Just so that you must know that this is based on pure evil. This is based on pure evil. This is based on the invitation of Shaitan. يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He calls you to evil and obscenity and vulgarity and promiscuity, to adultery and fornication and homosexuality. Just go look into tafsir about the word fahisha, fahsha, and fawahish. And it has everything to do with that which is most obscene and goes against the fitrah, goes against that natural, inherent, pure disposition of the human soul. Shaitan, he is the one that is calling them. And who are the awliya of Shaitan? Alladhina la yu'minun, those that don't believe. The world is becoming godless. And if you look at from the time of hedonism, which believes that the only goal in life should be the fulfillment of the pleasures. In fact, Aristippus, the Greek philosopher, he said the only good is pleasure. This is what this is. The fulfillment of all the lusts and desires that the soul should never be disciplined or restrained. This is pure shaitan. And now it's being legislated. That is where we are now. It's being legislated. If you look over the past just 20 years, how many laws have changed? In fact, I think it was in the late 70s, early 80s, where in the, I can't remember the acronym for the textbook for all mental disorders, homosexuality was still considered a mental disorder until the 1980s. Then they took it out. Then they took it out. And things like same-sex marriages. I mean, in America, in fact, adultery in 21 states is still illegal in America. Don't talk about South Africa. In South Africa, anything and everything goes. We brag about the most liberal democracy in the world. Ma'ad Allah. And then we sing, Inkosi Sikilele, Africa? Ishada. God bless Africa? When you don't even recognize God, nor His authority, nor obey His commands and rules and regulations? What a mockery. Dr. John Money. Hey, Rechte Iblis, as my school mouse will say. Rechte Iblis. Wallah. A perverted Iblis. A perverted Shaitan. And normally we don't. The Prophet said, "La tasubbu al-amwat." Don't. He died in 2006. The Prophet said, "Don't insult the dead people. Don't insult the people who have died." لأنهم قد أفضوا إلى ما قدموا, because they've gone to reap the fruits of what they have done. But there are exceptions, Jamaatul Muslim. So that we must just know what we are dealing with. I'm going to have to be very frank and very open with the evil of these people, on which this transgender LGBTQ plus movement is based. These are the fathers, the founding fathers of this madness. We are trying to follow the Anbiya. The uswa that Allah gave us, the example that Allah gave us with the prophets, especially with His last and final messenger. لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah is the most excellent of examples. For who? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. For the one that has hope in Allah. For the one that has hope in a forgiveness from Allah. And وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. And in the last day, to be rewarded with the eternal bliss of Jannah from Allah. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And they remember Allah much. That is what we are on. That is what we are following. What are they following? Dr. John Money, over the space of about 13, 14 years, every year he saw the Raymer twins. This is documented. He made them strip naked in front of himself and the other doctors. He made them simulate sexual positions on each other, these two little boys. He even took photographs of them. They were totally traumatized. Even the boy that didn't go, the brother, Brian, even the one that didn't go through any reassignment surgery, he too was also traumatized by these perverts. By the inventor of the word gender. Can you believe it? And then the observation that the mother had been making over these years is that this is a boy. He wants to be a boy. He feels like a boy. He hates dressing like a girl. He doesn't want to play with the girls. He wants to play with the boys. He wants to play cowboys and crooks. He wants to climb trees. He wants to ride his bicycle and fall. Until eventually, when he was about the age of 13 or 14, Dr. John Money then called them in. Right now, we have to build for him. Obviously, he was referring to as her, but I will call him a him. That now came the time for the proper construction of a female genital part for this boy. The boy ran on the roof of the hospital, he said. He said to his mother, if you do this to me, I will kill myself. And she went to Dr. John Money and she said, I'm not going to lose my child. I don't want to lose my child. What happened to the other children that you did this to? He said, most of them killed themselves. Most of them committed suicide. As a fact, Jamaatul Muslimin. In America, the suicide rate is 4%. Amongst the transgender community, it's 40%. 40%. Eventually, what happened was the mother then told Brenda that he was born Bruce. And the boy was relieved because he knew he was a boy. That's what Allah created in that inherent disposition, that fitrah on which Allah had created him. He knew he was a boy. And nothing could make him a girl. And so he was relieved and he forgave his mother for what she did. And he actually went through surgery to become a real, he was given male private parts. And he got married and he adopted his wife's three children. And then in the year 2000, after suffering this trauma for all these years, he came out to speak about it and the dangers of it, to warn the future generations. But nobody was taking note. He came out on Oprah Winfrey in the year 2000 to warn the world about this evil. And after that, there was some problem, some backlash at his work, and he lost his job. And then when his wife left him at the age of 38, he got in his station wagon. He drove to the supermarket, he parked in the parking lot, and he blew out his brains with a sawn-off shotgun. Not too earlier or sooner than that, his brother, Brian, had also committed suicide, taking an overdose in drugs because of the trauma that they had experienced at the hands of this Dr. John Money, the father of gender diversity. And when you look where this all originates from, it originates from a khuratara iblis, Dr. Alfred Kinsey. And I just want to say one more thing about Dr. John Money, just to show you the level of evil that we are talking about. He is famous for saying that there is nothing wrong, or he said, he used the word pathology, that pedophilia, to be a pedophile, is not pathology, it's not a mental disorder, it's not a mental illness. As long as the act of that pedophilia is consensual, as long as the child consents to it. Now I'm telling you something, listen to me today. Look what they have legalized over the past 20, 30, 40 years. What is next? What is next? And they are grooming the children for this. They are grooming them. In the prisons in America, there are men that are saying that they are women. They are being taken and put into women's prisons, sleeping in the same room as women, and they are being raped. They are being raped by these men who say that they are women. Dr. Alfred Kinsey, he's the one that... There are others that came before him. I know there was a German sexologist that came up with the word transvestite. He was actually killed by the Nazis in 1935. Hildiger or Hemdiger or something. I can't remember his name. But Alfred Kinsey was the first one to really... He was a biologist. And he was the one who came out with a book in 1947 called The Sexuality of Men. Alfred Kinsey himself was bisexual. He was married, but he had an agreement with his wife that she could have as many partners as she wanted, and he could have as many male partners as he wanted. This is Dr. Alfred Kinsey, who was recently inaugurated or given the role of honor. He was honored by a feminist movement on the LGBTQ memorial in America, given the role of honor. A man that, in the collation of his daughter on the sexuality of men, women, and children, he collected data from more than 300 pedophiles. And he even employed some of them and gave them stopwatches. Go and read it up. This is the evil that we are speaking about. He is considered to be the father of the so-called sex revolution, where basically, and he writes in his biography about the human animal is pansexual. I don't want to go any further than that, Jamaat al-Muslimin. It is coming from these kinds of people. Dr. Alfred Kinsey, Dr. John Money, and it is now proliferated across the world, and is it being accepted as normal, being legislated by the Department of Basic Education for your and my children and grandchildren. And we don't have a plan. Ons is vas in die slaap. We are asleep, Jamaat al-Muslimin. And it's time for us to wake up. Jamaat al-Muslimin, always a battle against time. I want to leave you with this. Did our father Adam, did he and our mother Hawa alayhim as-salam, did they forget that the tree was haram? Did they forget? No, they didn't forget. In fact, Shaytan even said to them, ما نهاكما ربكما عن هذه الشجرة إلا أن تكون ملكين أو تكون من الخالدين. Your creator and sustainer did not prohibit you from this tree, except that if you eat from it, you'll become like two angels, or you'll be granted immortality. Now, who wouldn't want to be like an angel? If you're an angel, you won't disobey Allah. لا يأسون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do not disobey Allah concerning that which He tells them to do, and they do as they've been commanded. And immortality? Who doesn't want to worship Allah forever? But He tricked them. فدلاهما بغرور. He tricked them. He wanted their nakedness to be exposed to them. And he wanted to misguide them. And the thing that they forgot was that he was their enemy. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he rebuked them, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ.
And after they had just tasted, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةِ,
they never tasted and then bit and then chewed and then swallowed. Each one of those things would have been a sin. They just tasted the fruit and their nakedness appeared to them. Their nakedness was unveiled for them. So just when they tasted it, and then Allah rebuked them and said to them, did I not prohibit you from this tree?
And you just prohibited, but shaitan,
dallahuma bighurur, he led them on it, falakuban khasit, he cheated them, he tricked them, he deceived them.
But the thing that they did forget,
وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And did I not tell you that shaitan is for you an open enemy?
This is the thing that they forgot, and this is the thing that the world is forgetting.
Why? Because many of them don't even believe in God. Don't even believe the existence of shaitan.
That's perfect for shaitan. That's the perfect cover.
At the perfect stealth he's been afforded to move around without people even believing that he exists, whispering at his own free will.
So Jamaat al-Muslimin, it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to start to speak about this in the public domain, on your social media platforms. It's time for us to organize ourselves. It's time for us to demand from our leadership that we need a plan, we need a vision for this community.
Who knows that one day, don't think this is far-fetched, Ibrahim had to make hijrah from Ur. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to make hijrah from Makkah. Why? Because they couldn't practice their deen. And when the Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, سَيَأْتِي عَلَيْنَا الزَّمَانِ نِعْمَ الرَّجُلُ يَأْخُذُ أَهْلُهُ إِلَى الْجِبَالِ, there will come a time when excellent will be he who takes his family and goes and lives in the mountain. I don't know if that time is here. If we're not going to do something about it, then maybe that's what's going to happen to us. We're going to have to go and make our own space somewhere in order that we can live by our values and our principles and not be interfered in. You know, there's one thing, or there's two things that we as believers will never tolerate, and that is being fought in our religion or driven out of our homes. Then you are playing with fire. Then whoever's doing that is playing with fire. Let us pray and let's hope and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it doesn't come to that. May Allah guide and protect us, protect our children, the children of our community, the children of the world, the innocent children of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on the sirat al-mustaqim ila jannati al-na'im wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ورزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمداً رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فإخوة الأفاضل إن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي خلق الذكر والأنثى وليس هناك جنس ما سواهما فقد أقسم الله سبحانه وتعالى بهذا وقال في سورة النساء وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء ولكن الشيطان كما يقول الله تعالى يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون فعلينا أن نستيقظ من غفلتنا وأن نعلم أن الشيطان وقبيله شياطين من الجن والإنس يعملون ويمكرون ويمكر الله والله خير الماكرين أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم
وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفرج كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم فرج عن إخواننا في مصر وفي كل مكان يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. قام الله ودام دامت السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون، لا أعبد ما تعبدون، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allah. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نتوب رحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. جماعة المسلمين، just another reminder about the Wudu Khana project. The budget is 165,000. To date, the committee has collected 85,000. Please, can you make announcement for funds? That's from the trustees of Masjid al-Sunni. Jazakum Allah khairan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجع السلام، فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.